WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Today we say goodbye to our performer-in-residence, pianist and singer Harry Connick Jr. For the past several weeks, Connick has played music inspired by the New Orleans pianists he grew up listening to and other jazz musicians who have influenced his playing, including Thelonious Monk.
Monk did things on the piano that no pianist prior to him did quite like he did. His biggest influence was probably Duke Ellington. And Duke Ellington was one of the first people to really bring the American sound out of a piano as opposed to a European influence kind of sound. And what Monk did, as opposed to dealing with a lot of virtuosity, which basically implies speed, he would play things that were very... Well, this is only one level of it, but he would play things that were incredibly technically difficult, meaning like his sound was incredibly big. Thelonious Monk has been an incredible influence on my piano playing and on my general music concept. Monk did a lot of things that were unique. He built on what Duke Ellington did harmonically and rhythmically, and among other people as well that he had for influences. But some of the things that he did that I find really interesting are, for instance, when he would play the time, which is like with his left hand, as opposed to playing on every beat, like, say, Errol Garner would do. As opposed to playing on every beat, what he would do would be to leave out certain notes. The way he employed space was totally unique. So as he would take his left hand and play something like this. So the tune would be swinging, but he would, and you wouldn't really miss the notes that he wouldn't play. When he played in his right hand, as opposed to doing a fast Tatum-esque run, what he would do would be to not play as many notes, but the notes that he chose were quite appropriate. He would do things like this. People say, well, Monk didn't have a lot of technique. Well, Monk played like an American pianist would play, and the notes that he played were perfect. His solos were incredibly logical and thematic, and he was just a genius. And what I'm going to do now is something I don't think has ever been done before. I'm going to take a tune that Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics to and play it in a Monk kind of style. I don't know how it's going to come out, but we'll see if Johnny and Monk get along on Goody Goody.
You met someone who set you back on your heel. Goody, goody. You met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. You gave him your heart too, just like I gave mine to you. And he broke it up in little pieces. Now how do you do? Well, you sit up late, crying a blues all night. Goody, goody, you must think love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, I knew you had it coming to you. Yes, goody, goody for him, goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. Go ahead, Monk. tell you, said love lady, crying a blues all night. Goody, goody, you Mustang love the barrel of dynamite that blew your big fat head off. Hooray and hallelujah, I knew you had it coming to ya. Goody, goody for him. Goody, goody for me. And darling, I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
Harry Connick Jr. has two albums on Columbia Records. His new one is called 20. This is Fresh Air.